One of my favorite TV shows...
Mine, too!
...is Project Runway. It has everything I need, angst and fashion. The fact that I watch the show definitely tells people that I love fashion.
Me, too. Andrew and I have different opinions on just how much you can judge someone based on what they're wearing. Andrew thinks you can figure out a person just by looking at their outfit, but I think it's just not that simple.
Barbara and I scoured the streets of downtown Anchorage looking for people whose style made a statement that matched their personality.
The first place where Andrew and I went to hunt down the fashionable seemed obvious. Nordstrom. At first glance, we couldn't decide which stylish shoppers to approach, but then we noticed Trevor, dressed, as he described, in...
Citizen jeans, Pumas, Speedcats, and then just a Henley and a t-shirt.
Not to be presumptuous, but he looked like the stereotypical gay guy. Fashionable and flamboyant, and he knew it.
A lot of people, like at my other jobs, they tell me that I'm the more fashionable one over there.
We definitely agree with his coworkers that he is very fashionable. And a lot of his personality could be seen by the way he dressed.
After talking to Trevor, Barbara and I walked around downtown and ended up at Snow City Cafe. Halfway through our meal, a fellow Spirit of Youther, Michaela Hernandez, appeared. Meet Michaela, an all-Alaskan girl who described her outfit as this.
I am wearing a woven red hat with little tassels on the end of it, a East High Thunderbird sweatshirt, a sweater vest, jacket kind of thing, straight-legged pants, and dance goes.
As you can see, by listing her clothes, she was a very practical person. She was wearing a hat and a sweater to fight off our cold Alaskan cold.
I'm not into, like, it looks cool, but it's really uncomfortable. I'd rather it look cool and be comfortable, so that's what I do.
See? Practical. At Spirit of Youth meetings, she's the one bringing us all back to reality and helps us set realistic goals. Michaela has a no-nonsense approach to fashion and apparently a no-nonsense approach to life. Barbara and I were beginning to realize that the way people present themselves reflects a lot about them.
As we continued our interviews, this idea was supported again and again. The next person we chose to interview was...
Chingzen.
Can you spell that, please?
C-H-I-N-G-T-S-E-N-G.
Yeah. Well, we found her checking out the shoe selection in her turn, an upscale boutique right next to the Atme studio. You could tell that she, like Trevor, put a lot of thought into her outfits and style. When we asked where she shopped, she told us without hesitation.
BB's, Nordstrom sometimes, mm-hmm. Neiman Marcus.
Yep, clearly this lady put quite an investment into her wardrobe. But Andrew and I wanted to talk to someone more absolutely amazing. Somebody so close to perfection that we had no possible way of critiquing them. However, the only people we could think of were ourselves.
We couldn't believe that we didn't think of that before. I mean, come on. I was wearing a graphic tee, a button vest, dark wash jeans, and a pair of white shoes. The shoes definitely topped off my outfit. They are white Vans with the names of my favorite bands on them. I was basically a walking billboard for my personality. If you listen to previous shows, you probably know that I'm very opinionated in my music taste, and my shoes definitely show it. If I was to name my style, I would call it indie prep. Indie comes from the music I listen to, and prep comes from the school I go to, South. What were you wearing that day, Barbara?
Well, Andrew knows I never leave the house looking less than fabulous. That particular day, I was wearing my black and white horizontally striped sweater I bought on vacation in Spain, my favorite dark wash jeans from The Gap, a houndstooth headband, and my purple velvet flats. Personally, I wear whatever seems to fit the current situation. I guess I try to wear what's fashionable, but I'd like to think that I put my own spin on things, too.
As you can see, public presentation tells a lot about people. Even though it's a social taboo, stereotyping people based on their clothes is a really easy way to get to know them. It communicates their personality without any words.
Well, there are some exceptions. Some people have to dress a certain way for their jobs, and I think we sometimes read too much into people's wardrobe choices. Just because somebody wears all black one day doesn't mean they're depressed, and super baggy pants doesn't mean that someone is in a street gang. But I do see your point. Michaela's style shows that she's grounded.
Trevor shows that he's very comfortable with his sexuality.
And
Chingzen
really puts time and effort into her presentation. Finally, it comes to Andrew and I. Andrew's style shows that he's confident and knows what he wants.
Barbara's style shows that she's very fashionable and that she's in tune with every season.
I guess that the moral of our story is that Andrew and I are the people to talk to when you don't know what to wear. From the Atme Fashion Department,
I'm Andrew Aquino.
And I'm Barbara Nave.
Auf Wiedersehen.